98.1 KZE. It is my great pleasure to welcome back to the studio some of my very favorite guests. You can see them next Saturday, the 28th, at the Colony in Woodstock. And what a show it's going to be. It's Leo Lovechild, it's Joey Eppert, and it's today's guest, Jack Manley.
Hello, hello. What's up, what's up?
Hit us with some music.
Coming at you. If I go back and they don't want me, what's a boy to do? If loving is such an adventure, I guess I will fall in love with you. Fault lines breaking, illusions fading, a single serving friend will do. It's not that I'm trying to desert you, it's that my conscience wants me free of you. It's getting worse, I feel the curse of a distant past. Wonder if this fog will last. Just like burning a leaf, you took a piece out of me. Just like burning a leaf. Whatever you want to come and get, whatever you ask for, don't be upset. Whatever you want to, don't reject. Whatever you ask for, don't be upset. If I go back and they don't want me, what's a boy to do? It's getting worse, I hear her voice messing with my head. Feel it all come crashing in, just like burning a leaf. You took a piece out of me, just like burning a leaf. If everyone's your favorite, then where does that leave me? I thought that you would be able to see what we could be. You and me, so I'm free. You and me, used to be.
KZE, Jack Manley and Billy Pearson live in the studio with me today. So good to see you guys. Jack, how you been?
I'm good. So good to see you. Yeah.
Got a big show coming up next weekend.
Big one. Yeah. It's our first show of the year too, back at the Colony. You know, headlining, super honored.
How did this come together? Because I mean, obviously, you know, I'm a big fan of Leo Lovechild. I'm also a big fan of Joey Eppert.
This
is kind of like a dream lineup.
Thank you. Yeah, we've been wanting to play with both of those guys and you know, their bands, when they play with their bands, for a while. And yeah, just kind of timing worked out. And initially, I think it was just going to be us and Leo. But then Joey and I were going back and forth about doing a gig, and he was available to hop on. So I was like, I mean, come on, you can't say
when Joey Eppert
to him,
says, "Hey,
right?
Do you want me to sit in?" You're not going to be like, "Nah."
I mean, I'm just like, "Are you sure?" You know, I have to keep it cool, you know, around Joey. Because he always keeps it so cool.
I mean, he's so cool. And he's so, you know, obviously the man is a legend.
He's a legend.
He's mesmerizing to watch him play. But he's also, like, so incredibly nice and easy to hang out with.
He's been, like, watching his evolution. You know, I saw 3 when, like, my buddy Josh, his brother, from Coheed was, like, in the band. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I've seen that band in so many iterations and, like, they've always been so incredible. And Joey has always been, like, the sweetest guy. It's funny. I was talking to our new publisher today, Veronica. And
shout out, Veronica.
Shout out, Veronica and 401k Music, who will be putting out our 12-inch vinyl.
Heck
our
yeah.
debut. But we were laughing about how, like, sort of once you start meeting people, it's like all, you know, the best people are the best people.
Yeah.
You know, no matter where you go. And Joey is just one of those people. I don't know if I'm articulating myself properly, but like.
Yeah. Well, it's something that I feel like I talk about with guests a lot and that I say a lot. But it's a piece of wisdom that my husband, DJ, who's also a professional musician, once gave me. Not because he was telling me this, but because like we were just like talking about, you know, things that people ask people in the music industry sometimes, which is like, you know, how do I be successful? And his number one piece of advice was like, just be nice, be cool, be easy to play with.
Be a good hang.
Yeah.
Like, show up on time.
You know, obviously practice and know your stuff, but also like just don't be a jerk and you're going to get so much farther.
But it's, yeah, it's like, it's wild, you know, and that's exactly, thank you for like, that's exactly it. And I feel like, yeah, you know.
Well, and I think you're also kind of living proof of that because, you know, we've known each other for a little while.
Yeah,
you've been
yeah.
coming in. I feel like we've gotten some nice little snapshots of the evolution of the Jack Manly Music Project.
Yeah.
Where at first, you know, you were kind of just getting it off the ground.
Totally.
And, you know, but you were so clearly like serious about it, like gonna take it all the way. And, you know, here you are. And like, we're lifting off.
It certainly appears that way. I mean, I'm just so thankful and honored, like, you know, and especially Billy, who's been working on this with me since day one.
Yeah, we took his microphone away, but we love Billy.
Yeah, like, I mean, everyone knows, right? It's really beautiful. The last show we did at the Colony was so overwhelmingly, like, packed, and the vibes were so beautiful. It was heavy at times, you know? And I think this one, especially since it's now like a Saturday opposed to whatever day, it's going to be bonkers.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, for folks who don't know, like, you know, this is a project that came out of like, you know, a really dark time in your life. And,
yes,
you know,
yes.
This is very much a product of being like, I am going to turn it around.
Yes, for
and,
sure.
Like, you done did it.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. For those who don't know, like, you know, I had quit music, you know, pawned all my equipment. Then overdosed a couple times, found myself in the hospital for an extended period of time where I was like kind of directed to connect with music as a therapeutic modality kind of thing. And when I got out, no one would talk to me really except for Billy. And then my friend Josh, who is in that band, this band, mm-hmm. Coheed and Cambria. So the three of us ended up going with another buddy to go record the songs. And, you know, I owe so much of it to Billy again for like being there to help me and like help hold space and shoulder my recovery. Because I couldn't you know, order a fucking bagel.
Yeah.
Like I couldn't go in public. You know what I mean? I was so weak and spiritually, physically, mentally, and I was just, yeah, it was a mess. So like, I mean, it is kind of surreal to think that that was not even that long ago.
A few years though. I mean, you know, you've put some distance.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. But and at the same time, it's like, you know, I don't want to be, of course, I am not an authority on, you know,
well, everybody's
recovery
is different,
totally,
you know, like
totally.
There's, yeah, this is, but never, it, you know, it's never a case of like, you know, I did it so you can do it the same exact way. But it's like, it is, you know, I think a lot of folks out there struggle and it's always good to hear, you know, that recovery is possible.
Yeah. And that help is out there. And like, you know, it's just like most things, actually, if you just kind of have some faith, and the universe gives you some grace, and you continue to show up consistently, like, things tend to sort of work out, you know? I don't know. So now here we are, psyched to play the show.
Leo, it helps to make good music, too.
It helps to make good music. Yeah, thank you. We work super hard.
I know. I mean, listen, this is part of the reason that I am passionate about, you know, inviting local artists and upcoming artists onto the station and trying to be like an accessible platform, because like I know how hard it is out there.
Yeah, totally.
And there's so many talented people who, you know, cannot get a foot in the door. And even if I'm like just a little, you know, like a little mouse hole door, like at least it's a door.
It's huge. No, I mean, everything you and the station does is like, it's so important. And without these like ecosystems, people like us, you know, and independent like sort of DIY music projects like ours, or say Leo's, or you know, can't stand a chance. Yeah. You know,
you know, God forbid that people stop making music, you know, just because they think it won't make them money or are afraid it's going to be, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
like that's how we get down the road of all music is made by AI.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. No, for sure. And I think that's already happening, but I, you know, I'm hopeful that there will be enough of us who are like, no, I like, the point isn't to extract as much value from the market and make as much money as I can. The point is like to self-soothe, yeah, heal, and share my brokenness. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, hopefully, maybe that will help someone else.
100%. 100%. I mean, why do we love the songs that we love? Totally. Because we connect to something in them.
Yeah. And like, you know, the famous almost like trite example, John Lennon on Twist and Shout, right? Mm-hmm. Like that vocal take's amazing. Why is it amazing? Because he's sick, right? Because he's a human being, mm-hmm, right? And like you hear a human being and Yeah.
And AI can never capture that. And I've thought this as well, you know, when, because you hear like AI recreations of an artist's voice, mm, and like they do a really amazing job of capturing like the sound and the tone.
Yep, yep.
But they cannot capture the emotion or the way that an artist would choose to interpret or like sing a certain word, you know? I'm never going to like it.
For sure.
And I'm never going to play it on the radio.
That's important.
Yeah, you have my solemn promise.
I appreciate that.
We got Jack Manley in the studio, Billy Pearson as well. You can see them next Saturday, the 28th, at the Colony in Woodstock with Joey Eppert and Leo Lovechild. It's going to be an unbelievable night of music. You guys got another song for us?
Yeah, we do. So the first one was Burning a Leaf, not yet released, and we're going to give another new one. All right, you ready?
Oh no, what to do? Every little part of you is telling awful lies. Sun won't sit, so close your eyes. I can't hardly make one decision after it. Oh no, I'm for sure everything's okay. Everything's okay with me. Everything's okay with me. Everything's okay with me. Oh no, what to do? Every little part of you is telling awful lies. Some will sit, so close your eyes. I know we can make it. No matter who we are, everything's okay with me. Everything's okay with me. Everything's okay with me. And I'm tired of that. Wanna get high, wanna fall down. Tired of it, wanna get high, wanna fall down. Tired of it, wanna get high, wanna fall down. Wanna get high, wanna fall down. again.
Oof, my bad. I kind of messed up there with my headphones.
If you didn't say anything, I would have thought it was part of the song.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I just couldn't hear myself, so I was like, wait, am I on?
Oh, no.
Let me pull this on. Oh, no, it's good. It was totally a user error.
That's okay. Do you want to take the second verse again or anything, or was that pretty much it? Because it sounded great.
I mean, is there a point?
Oh, no, I wasn't sure if you ended early.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just I went like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It fine. Happens. It's live radio.
No, it's all good.
No, that was fantastic. Is that going to be on the next record?
Yeah.
When's?
Oh, God. I don't know yet. I do know that the next thing that's going to be coming out is our Where Are You Going, Where Have You Been vinyl, which is like a collection of the songs we've put out recently, plus one unreleased song.
Mm.
And that's going to be coming out through 401k Music. And it's a split with us and Common Law, formerly like members of Ambulance LTD. So next release would be the second half of that record. And then this is stuff actually even beyond that.
Yeah.
So we're like in future land.
Awesome. Well, I'm very excited to get the vinyl. As you know, I love to play vinyl here in the station. So please, I would love a copy.
100%.
Yeah, once again, next Saturday at the Colony in Woodstock, Jack Manley, Joey Eppard, Leo Lovechild, full band?
Yeah, full band.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be an
amazing. Need the guys to rock, right?
You got to at least have drums and a bass.
Come on, yeah.
Not that Billy can't do it all.
Yeah. He's doing a lot of it.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for hanging out through the infamous String Dusters set.
Yeah, for sure. No, thank you so much for having us. Always such a pleasure. Everyone, please come out Saturday the 28th, 7 p.m. See Leo, see Joey, see us. It's going to be super fun. It's going to be a really great hang. We love you.
We want to give a big shout out to some of the folks who help us make our afternoon drive programming possible. Antiques Barn at Water Street Market in New Paltz, offering an extensive collection of fine jewelry, antique glass, pottery, clothing, and 60s and 70s vintage vinyl records. Antiques Barn at Water Street Market on Facebook, and also SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service commitments and reliability, visit scrfence.com. We got more music up next on KZE. Thanks again to Jack Manley.